This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, at midday, we have corn just slightly lower, but soybeans moving to the upside. What are we looking at in the grains?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of selling pressure in the corn market. Soybeans pretty quiet today. You're also seeing a little bit of strength in that wheat market after kind of a couple rough days here, maybe just squaring up on the positions. Biggest thing is, you know, watching that corn market here, 440 has been a pretty big spot on this chart. We've been obviously pushing back and forth around it now for the past couple of weeks. We'll see if we get a little bit of a break on it one way or another, but probably led by the USDA report this week, which the market will be really focusing on the South American production. Soybeans today, we did have a nice day yesterday. Continue a little bit of follow-through buying, but we hit that resistance barrier, that 1203 window, you know, from the January 18th low, as well as just a nice trend line that was underneath that market is now resistance over top. So I think that could be a very key spot today. If we can't get through there, that could just give us a point to the path of least direction, which is our least resistance, which again could be lower, especially given the fact we're seeing South American harvest continue to move along around 16% harvested on one analyst estimates. So those beans are in the pipeline, and that just makes it difficult for prices to rally. And like I said, the wheat market had a couple decent days, a couple tough days yesterday. You're probably just seeing some price squaring and some profit taking off the bottom of that last couple of days of push lower.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa Ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February. At midday, March corn is down 3.75 at 4.39 even. March soybeans up 3.25 at 11.99.5. On the Merck, February live cattle up $3 even at 182.72. March feeder cattle up $3.17 at 245.92. April lean hogs down $1.15 at 81.05. This has been a check of the midday markets for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.